good to be alive this morning and know the Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Spirit.
Yes.
Good to know that you're redeemed, you're loved, and the one that created the stars up above. How good God is. I'd like to sing his song before I teach this morning, so. How many out there is glad for the time that the Lord just reached down and just lifted you up?
Yes.
You know, sometimes you feel like you're going down, but there is a hand that will reach further down than you could ever reach.
Oh, that's right.
I'm glad of that. I'm glad of that. We're still saving power.
Yeah.
His ear ain't too heavy that he cannot hear.
That's right.
His hand, his arm ain't too short that it cannot reach down right where you are. At one time, Brother Jason, I had nothing to live for. 20 years of age, you'd think a 20-year-old young man would have everything in the world to look forward to. But I was a going down and sinking sand. The drugs, the alcohol, the sin was destroying me. My mind, my heart, my soul. The devil was swiftly taking me down. But I saw my knee one time, and I reached up and I said, Lord, help me. I said, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. And thank God he reached right down where I was. David said he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. And out of the miry clay. And established my goings. He set my feet upon a solid rock. Ain't you glad out there that you know Jesus is the rock and you're safe and secure in him? Oh, what a refuge. Listen to the words. This is my testimony. And sinking sand.
Yes, Lord.
When the precious Lord, he reached down his hand. He took me in his arms. Then I found that now I'm standing on solid ground. And he holds me secure with a strong hand. A strong hand. Now the rain falls and the wind blows, yet I stand. Cause I'm held by God's unchanging hand. I won't worry when the storms around me rage. I'm solid on the rock of all ages. Can you say that this morning? Hallelujah. That He holds me secure with a strong hand and a heart so pure. James 5:7, if you have your Bibles, the Word of God with you, the bread of life, the sword of the Spirit. James 5:7. It's good for the precious Word of God. I spent my day yesterday in His living Word. I'm telling you, He'll breathe life into you. It's nourishment, it's strength. This right here will keep alive the vision. When you pray and you get in this right here, it'll keep you when nothing else will.
Amen.
Thank God. There's a stream of blood flows from Genesis through Revelation. Yes. It's redeeming, cleansing blood. Ain't you glad of that? Grace started this book all. Hallelujah. 66 books. Grace started it and grace is going to finish it. Praise God forever. I'm glad for the mercy of the Lord. It endures forever and ever and ever. Oh, the long-suffering of God.
Yes.
Not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. James 5:7. The great apostle James wrote, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Be also patient." What's that next word? "Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." Now, you don't have to turn to this other one, but notice that as we see that day approaching, be patient. Jesus is coming. Whatever you do, establish your hearts, for the Lord is coming soon. 2 Thessalonians 2:1. Paul wrote to the Thessalonian church, to the believers there. He said, "Now we beseech you, brethren, we beg you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, as that the day of Christ is at hand." And I'd like this morning to deal with on this Sunday school lesson. I want us to look closely at these two words, powerful words that God has given us in Scripture, all through our Bible. These two anointed words are shaken and establish. Shaken and established. In the context of these two words, you will find God's warning and His exhortation of comfort. Listen now, we're living in a time when everything is being shaken. Can you say that as you look around you? The first word, shake or shaken, the Holy Ghost uses this word 89 times all through our Bible. Shake, to be shaken. This word means something that shocks you. It jolts you down inside. Something that happens or is a happening that you see and you hear taking place. It shakes you inside and it causes you to tremble. It fills you with uncertainty and fear. How many knows these are trying times? Our days now are filled with evil and cares on every hand. And if we're not careful, it'll move us away from our firmness, and it'll weaken our stability. It will impair our vision, and it'll take away our resolve, and we will begin to waver and to doubt. And can you say it's not a time to waver now, but it's time to hold on unto that unchanging hand of God? I'm telling you, we serve a Lord that changes not. He's the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm glad that I know Him. Can you say, I'm glad that I'm saved this morning? And I'm telling you, all the things that you see going on, it'll shake you if you let it. It'll cause you to doubt out. But I'm telling you, you can get on your knees and you can pray and get in the Word of God. And it'll give you a faith that'll be strong. And it'll hold you when the rain is a-falling and when the winds are blowing. I give the Lord a wave offering this morning. I got Him down under my heart. I'm not going to be weak and weary and weak-kneed, but it's time to strengthen the feeble knees. And if you strengthen your hands and confirm your feeble knees, it's now time, hallelujah, to put your trust in the Lord.
Well, glory.
Woo! Don't doubt out now. I don't care how hot it's getting. I don't care how much the devil's a lying and putting out his fear and panic. God is still in control. Shaken. 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 There's a lot of people seem strong on the outward. They're shaking inside. Come on. They're weary and they're tired. Satan comes, Brother Jason, they wear out the saints of the Most High.
Yeah.
Woo! If you let it, but what your eyes behold and what you listen to, it'll take a faith right out of you. Yes, it will. It'll fuel you with negativity. It'll take away your positive outlook. It means everything in this world, in this world, is stay focused on God. It's your perception. It's your perception. I don't know what you're looking at or what you see, but I see God high and lifted up. I see heaven on the horizon. Give Him a wave offering.
Yes, Lord. Praise God. Praise God.
Shaken. Let's look now at the word establish. It is used 140 times in Scripture through our Bible. 89 times the word shaken is used. 140 times established. That's 51 more times established is used. This proves to me that God wants us stable in shaky times. That means that the Lord don't want to lose you. He saved you so that you can make it. You mean everything to Him. Hallelujah. You mean everything to Him. And if you was the only one living, Jesus will still come from heaven and went to the cross and died for you. If you was the only human being living upon this earth. Establish me, Lord. Come on, cry out to God. It's time to get established. Notice, these two words will spell whether you give up or whether you're going to hold on. These two words will determine whether you fall and go down or whether you stand. In these last days, it will determine whether you doubt out or you remain and maintain your faith.
Yes.
Which will it be for you, shaken or established? God is telling us this morning it's a time. It's a time that you're going to have to pray. Yes. And to hold on to God. Pray and stay in God's word. Give Him your all and trust Him. Serve Him and don't let loose. You're here for a purpose and you are important. And I'm telling you this morning, you are wanted. God wants you. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Stay with me for a few moments, church. Christian friend. Look all around you right now. What do you see? What are you hearing? We've entered a time of a shaking. God warned us in Hebrews 12, in the last days, there would come a great shaking. The whole earth, laden with sin, would shake under the judgment of God.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost said there would be, through that shaking, a removal of things that are shaken. That those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
Yeah.
Look at the words removal and remain. We've got shaken and we've got established. And now we've got removal and we've got remain. The Spirit of God is a crying out. Who's going to stand with the Lord? Who's going to serve the Lord? Who's going to be faithful? Who's going to hold on? Who ain't going to give up? Who's going to say, it's for me and my house? I'm going to serve the Lord and I'm going to endure to the end. Raise your little hand. As for me, I'm going to hold on to that unchanging hand. He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. Listen, the day that you came to Jesus or the night you bowed on your knees, you were born again, but you wouldn't really truly saved yet. Hallelujah. That salvation will come if you endure. Hallelujah. There will come a time that then He'll call you away and take you into heaven, and then you can say, I am saved. I held on to the end. You're born again right now, but you gotta hold on to God.
Amen.
Oh Lord. Who among us is going to remain? I'm honest. I don't want to pick it up in my spirit as I prayed this whole year. Who among you? It's going to remain. Who among you will stay anchored and established?
That's right.
The shaking is here. The shaking is now. And every one of us is feeling it.
Come on, man.
You're feeling the pressures of this age.
Come on.
Oh God. The shaking is in our government. It's seen now in our streets. It's a sweeping through our society. It's affecting the church. There's a spirit of fear and panic. And there's trouble on every hand. Nothing seems stable anymore. People are worried about their security. But Hebrews, I've got good news for you. Hebrews didn't stop there. Hebrews goes on to say, after that shaking, a lot of fall. But he said, but we have received a kingdom which cannot be moved. That kingdom is
in you. And it's a spiritual kingdom. That kingdom has a king. And it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Can you say it? The Holy Ghost is a keeping me. I've got him inside. I've got the word and the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus lives inside of my heart. A lot of people are turning loose and they're giving up. Hallelujah. But we got a kingdom that cannot be shaken. It cannot be moved. And it's within you. Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, glory. Oh, sweet Holy Ghost. Jesus looked at the disciples and the followers. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. It's in you right now. There is a kingdom of heaven that we will soon go to. But there's another spiritual kingdom. And that kingdom of God is within you. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and praise Him. This spiritual kingdom that I was born into, I was translated and brought out of the kingdom of darkness and translated over into the kingdom of light. Thank God I got light. There's light in this kingdom. There's a king that rules in this kingdom, and his name is Jesus, and I got a hold of him. The Holy Ghost is a saying this morning, you don't have to give in. You don't have to let loose and let the things of this world move you away from your hope. There's keeping power. Can you say there's keeping power? In God. Hallelujah. Listen, I cried as I wrote this. If you're not in, it's time you better get in.
Better get in, right?
I got some out there, and I know they promised to tune in here. And I don't know who's watching this via Marco Polo. If you ain't in, your times are running out.
Run it out.
Come on now.
You better get in.
Right.
Shaky times. Come on now. People are falling and going down, Brother Jonathan. You're going down.
Come on.
Listen, if you're not in, it's time to get in all the way.
100%.
If you're lukewarm and you're half-hearted while this shakings are going on, you ain't going to remain. Listen, sinner. You who are not saved and you who are backslid in heart, you're not where you used to be. You're not where you once was. The power is leaked out. The vision is almost gone. The flame inside is flickering. The pressures of this age is just shaking you. Oh, you better get a hold of God.
Right.
Thousands are falling. They're going down, Brother Tom, every second.
Yeah.
The next one could be you, dear listener. Listen, dear friend, to God's word. As he describes the last day shaking, I'd like to say this. When the shaking comes, it is to cause us to take a tighter grip on God. Sometimes we have to let loose of the things of this world to fully take a hold of the Lord. I felt it go all over me. I'm telling you, there's a time that we have to turn loose of the things of this life. Jesus is a coming, and I don't want anything to hold me here. Why is the trials? We're living in a shifting time. We're living in a time in the church age. Listen to me. God is a separating the wheat from the chaff. The winds of tribulation and trial is a blowing through. And only the pure in the heart is going to see God give him a wave offering this morning. Help me to hold on, Lord. Woo, this is a critical time. This is a serious time. Don't give up your faith, Holy God.
Right, right.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
Isaiah 24 says the foundations of the earth will shake. That's a saying something when the 24,900 miles around the equator of this old earth something out of heaven. Hallelujah. 18,000 miles if you drilled a hole right here and all the way it comes out in the southern part of the globe. 18,000 miles through it. The Bible said in the last days that man's sin and transgressions would be heavy upon the earth. It would reel to and fro like a drunkard, and it's going to fall and not rise again. I don't want to go down with it. Raise your hand. I feel the Lord. I feel the seriousness here. I don't want to go down with it. Hallelujah. The foundations of the earth will shake because of transgressions that are heavy upon it. Hallelujah. God warned Israel over and over and said, Israel will be shaken like an olive tree. God is going to shake the nation to bring her back to Him. Is that what the Lord's going to have to do to some people? Is to shake their very foundation and shake their very soul and their very heart. There's a shaking coming, and we need God. If you're away from the Lord, say, God, bring me back before it's too late. I don't want to fall. I don't want to fall. I want to remain. I want to be established.
Yeah. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy. Help us.
God's going to send a shaking.
Lord, help us.
And that good fruit's going to remain upon the limb. It's attached, and the sap is flowing through it, Brother Tom. It's flowing through the stem and the fruit. This church is just about ripe, ready for the rapture. How many can say, I feel? Oh, Lord, I feel you, Brother Jason.
Yes.
I feel the sap. I feel the spirit. Brother Anthony, he's a flowing in me. Oh, when the Lord gets it just right, just right, just right, and gets the last soul in. Oh, God's a calling right now. It's time to get in. Get established. Get your heart right. Hallelujah. The fruit will soon be ripe. And it'll soon be time that the Father will look at the Son and say, Son, go get my bride. Go get the church and bring them home. Raise your little hand. I want to be in that number that no man can number. I want to make it. Hallelujah. To that beautiful city.
Hallelujah.
Woo! I feel like I'm getting ripe. Praise the Lord. I've been a spirit of time. Brother Scotty in prayer and in the Word of God. And I feel like the time is now. We're just about home. Raise your little hand and wave it to the Lord. We're just about to the end. Hallelujah. The vine, the sap is flowing through the vine, and the fruit is getting ripe. And Jesus is going to send the harvesters.
Amen.
Woo.
That's right.
But those that won't shake, take the shaking. Will be the rotten fruit that falls to the ground. Oh God. We're in the closing moments of time. Sister Dottie, before Jesus returns for His bride, His church, Jesus said right before I return, there'll be wars, rivers of wars and fighting. Violence and bloodshed will fill the earth. The love of many, God, will wax cold. There'll be earthquakes rattling the globe, diverse places, famines and pestilences and plagues in our society and sickness. I'm teaching this morning, it's time to get anchored in God. Don't let the spirit of this age take away your faith.
Right.
Hallelujah. Take a tighter grip on God. Hold on. Take a fresh grip upon God. Yeah. And hold on. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Listen now to Nahum. Oh, God. I forgot how much. Over 2,000. I didn't write it down. Over maybe 2,700 years ago, I think it was. Nahum the prophet looked in our day and he saw our day. Oh, the prophet Nahum. Oh, what did you see, prophet of God? He said there will be conflicts that'll arise from within. It's bad enough when the armies come a-marching from without, but when the conflicts arise from within, oh, Lord, Rome fell from inside of the corruption and the violence. Come on now. Before Noah entered into the ark, the Bible said violence filled the earth and corruption. The hearts were corrupt continually. Yeah. It's time to get in. I feel that all over me. It's time to get in this morning and get established.
Hallelujah.
What did you see, Prophet Nahum? He said, I see chariots and war in the streets. What are you seeing in America?
War in the streets.
I see an uprising. I see civil war just a breath away.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord God Almighty. It'll get so bad, Nahum says, and I'm going somewhere with this. He said it'll get so bad that the fir, F-I-R, the fir tree shall shake terribly. Terribly. This last day shaking is going to affect everybody, both small and great. It'll not only hit the weak, but it's going to shake the very strong among us. Hey, the story. How many wants to hear the story of the fir tree? Can you tell us something? Can you give us a message, Mr. Fir Tree, and tell us about our day that we're living in? Oh, mighty fir tree, what do you see? Why do you shake so terribly? The fir trees in the Bible were mighty evergreen trees, like the mighty cedars of Lebanon. They had big wide branches and boughs, and they were found growing high up on the mountain of Mount Hermon that reaches up 9,200 feet above sea level. High up on that lofty mountain, these fir trees was beautiful in their appearance. Their dense green foliage provided shelter. The strong wood from these trees were made into planks and to put in the mighty ships to make them seaworthy in a time of storm and waves. The strong wood was used for beams and rafters in houses and to build in the temples. Musical instruments were made from this strong enduring wood so that the music would last forever. What are you saying, Mr. Fir Tree? 2,700 years ago, Nahum saw what was coming on the earth. He saw conflict and trouble, that it was going to be bad enough to affect the mighty and the strong. The fir tree, which represents God's people. Nahum didn't say that it would be uprooted. No, he didn't. The fir tree, it didn't blow that fir tree over, but it greatly, even though it shook greatly, it still stood. The shaking is a coming out of the weak and the strong, but the strong that do know their Lord, raise your hand and praise Him, they shall hold on to God. Woo! I feel Him in this Sunday school this morning.
Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah. It didn't blow the fir tree over, though it was shaken terribly. Are you out there? Are you being shaken?
Come on.
Are you being shaken terribly?
Come on.
We're living in Nahum's time.
Come on.
Wars and conflicts.
Right.
What will you say to us, Mr. Fir Tree, this morning? In the hour that we live in right before Jesus comes. Tell us, Mr. Fir Tree, talk to us. God planted me on the mountain.
All right.
Glory.
All right.
God planted me on the mountain. It's on the top of the mountain where the glory is seen. Hallelujah. God planted me on the mountain. He made me strong. He made my roots, and I made them go down deep in the ground and hug the rock. If I can endure, and if I can hold up in the storms and the winds of trial, so can you. It's God that planted me. It's God that put me, hallelujah, where He wanted me, and so I can endure and stand the storms of life. When the world and others are falling, I've got God to hold it on. Let me raise your hand and praise Him this morning. Yeah. I've got God to help me.
Yeah.
Woo. Brother Anthony, it's time to hold on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold on and sing God's praises. Don't you let up now. Don't you be like Israel, God's people. The Lord said of them, they are like a reed shaken in the water. You know, it's good, Brother Jason, to study this out and see what the Holy Ghost is trying to tell us.
Oh, yeah, right.
A reed shaken in the water. Now, notice. What a symbol of weakness and frailty. Reeds grow in the water at the pond's edge.
Yeah.
They grow 3 to 6 feet high. But don't let their appearance fool you. Inside of them, they're hollow inside. And they're so easily broken. A wind blowing through, or even a bird landing on one of them, can easily bend it or break it. Oh God, help us in these troubling times. I'll say it again. The living eternal word of God and prayer is your secret and your strength in this hour. It is your refuge. God is your rock. He's your hope. You don't have to doubt out. You don't have to give up your faith now. I felt that. Don't give up your faith now. God's brought you this far. He showed you this much.
Come on.
We're almost home. He called you for a purpose. He brought you out of the world. He set you free from sin for a purpose.
Yeah.
The coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. Jesus is a coming, and His reward is with Him. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved.
Shall be saved.
Are you tired and weary?
Come on, man.
Come on. I'm dealing. I ain't gonna rush this thing. Are you tired? Are you weary? You tired of battling? Have you got mind battles? You tired of life with its pressures? Has its problems pushed you down? Is the bad news filled your heart with dread? Has it taken the air out of you and you feel weak now? Has family troubles got you down? God wants you to know He's still God. You can make it. Raise your little hand. You can make it.
Amen.
You can make it.
You can make it.
You can make it.
Hallelujah.
You can make it. Oh, Lord, you don't have to go down now. God will strengthen you. He'll come and He'll lift you. Don't let the devil fill you with doubt now and take away your faith. Listen to me, united we stand, but divided and separated we fall. The Lord will strengthen and He'll hold us up. One more I want to give you.
Amen.
I'm going to open up this altar this morning. Everybody wants to pray. You're out there and you feel your need. I feel my need, even though I teach you. I still feel a need, Brother Earl, to get close to God and stay close to Him.
Oh, yes.
Can we take now a lesson from the mighty redwood trees on the West Coast? I don't know how many knows this. Dug up the history about it. The Lord has given many lessons to us in nature all around us to reveal to us the spiritual.
Yes.
The giant redwood trees grow to over 300 feet high. Take a football field and standing on its end from goalpost to goalpost. 300 foot tall, 25 feet in diameter from one side of that tree to the other, 25 feet through that redwood tree.
Wow.
To the other side. But the roots only go down 5 to 6 feet at the most in the ground. You say that's impossible, Brother Tommy.
You know it, don't you? Yeah.
that's impossible for them to stand when the storms and the northeastern winds blow through. You're right. They cannot stand or endure alone.
Not by themselves.
But oh, they've got a secret why that they stand when Great. Other trees around them in the forest is falling and going down.
Come on.
The mighty redwoods have stood their ground through many, many storms.
Oh, yeah.
They live anywhere from 1,500 years to some over 2,000 years, and the storms never pushed them over, and the winds could not topple them. What's your secret, Mr. Redwood, Miss Redwood? Do you know why God made them to stand even though their roots go only 5 or 6 feet down in the ground? God planted them together, together. They thrive together, close by one another, in the forest. They stand by their roots, interlocking one another. What you see above ground in their lofty heights of glory and enduring in strength is all because they're joined together in the root system.
Yes.
Joined. Their success, you can't see it with your eyes. It's under the soil. God made where they all are unified and joined together in the root system. So when bad weather and storms come and the winds blow, it's as if they say to the mean elements, if you uproot me, and if you blow me over, you'll have to uproot and blow us all over. But we are connected.
Yeah.
You can't do it. The storms can't come through and destroy us. We won't topple. We won't fall. We are here holding up one another.
Yes.
My strength is beside me of my brother and my sister. Raise your little hand. It's in the root system. I don't care what you see on the outward. How deep are we interconnected to one another? Raise your little hand. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord this morning. What is it? Will we be established? Or will we be shaken? Will we fall? Or will we remain? Would you stand with me this morning? Listen, children. In times like these, Brother Jason, Brother Tom, Brother Earl, and Sister Tati, we need one another. We lean on one another. I got good news for us this morning. We're going to make it. God is going to help us through. He's going to keep us until Jesus comes for us, and the time is short. Let's pray. If you feel your need, you need more of the Lord. Come on, call on God. Strengthen me, Jesus. Shaking is here. The shaking is here. Pray, children, pray. Hallelujah. There's hope in us.
Long is my friend.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
My strong and mighty tower.
Jesus.
I can run into God. Is my refuge.
My refuge. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Without me.
God is your refuge, Jesus.
Oh God, is
my refuge, Jesus, Jesus.
A strong and mighty tower, I can run into.
Do you know him?
My refuge.
And you got him. Run to him now.
Without him,
Yes, Lord.
Hover on me.
Yes, Lord.
Storms of life toss me to and fro.
Come on, children.
There's a place I can go.
There's a place I can go. A place for you to go.
He's the ship.
Jesus.
Of every tempest. He's an anchor that is sure in times like this. It's good to know that God
is my refuge.
Can you say it this morning?
As long as tower, I can run into the God is my refuge. Without Him,
once I wandered
from
his shelter,
just ahead I could not see those dark clouds, so heavy with rain.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
When the winds